Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, once an astronomer said to a priest, "Father, you priests and preachers always make Bible and being a Christian unnecessarily complicated with all your biblical exegesis and theological and ecclesiastical doctrines. It is all very simple. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. That is all you need to know and all you need to do." Well, the priest thought for a while and then answered, "You know, I am very glad that you raised that issue. I have been thinking about astronomy and astronomers with all your theories about an expanding universe and black holes and myriad galaxies. We do not need all that scientific. Astronomy is actually quite simple and can be summed up in a few words. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." Dear friends, if you closely read St. John's chapter, the Gospel of St. John chapter 6, it speaks about the Eucharist and Jesus' body and blood shed out for the humanity. It is a simple explanation of a mystery of God sharing his presence and life with us human being. Today's readings stress the fact that the Holy Eucharist, the perfect fulfillment of the symbol of the manna of the Old Testament, is the food that gives us life forever. In last Sunday's Gospel, Jesus declared that the bread he gives is his flesh. And today, this Sunday, Jesus asserts that to eat this bread is to have eternal life. In the first reading, taken from the book of the Proverbs, Lady Wisdom, representing God, offers wisdom and understanding in the form of a rich banquet to all those who are willing to heed her invitation. The early Christian often identified Jesus as the wisdom of God. They regarded the Eucharist as wisdom's banquet, where they shared in the divine wisdom now incarnate in Jesus. In the second reading, Paul advises the Gentile Christians to show their gratitude to God for calling them along with the Jews to Christianity and for giving them a share in Christ's life. They will be able to receive this life by avoiding their former foolish ways like getting drunk or wine. Instead, they are to be spirit-filled with their talk edifying, always trying to discern and do the will of God in their lives. And in gospel passage, Jesus asserts that eating the living bread himself allows us to participate in his life and to grow here and now in our eternal life with God. Jesus emphasizes the eternal life dimensions of eating his body and drinking his blood, that those who have faith in Jesus and do so have already stepped into heaven in this life, sharing in God's own life and therefore eternal life. Our participation in the Eucharist also concretizes and energizes our relationship with Christ and with one another. When we share in the body and blood of Christ in the Holy Eucharist, Jesus himself comes to dwell within us. This communion with the Lord makes us one body, brings us eternal life, and sends us forth to be Christ's body for the life of the world. The liturgy of the word today invites us to learn the following life messages in our day-to-day lives. Firstly, we need to allow our body to be broken and our blood to be shed for others as Jesus did in his life. That is why, at the end of the Mass, we are sent out to announce the gospel of the Lord by our humble service and exemplary lives, radiating Jesus' love, mercy, forgiveness, and spirit-filled service in and around us. Let us say with Jesus, "This is my body given over for you, and this is my blood poured out for you," and live out these words by living for others. Secondly, we need to keep the hunger and thirst for God alive in our hearts. Every human being is blessed with an insatiable longing for God. We want God as our Father to hold us gently in his arms, keeping us safe throughout the dangers we face. But often we use substitutes as an escape from that need. Fast living, fast food, fast cars, needless luxuries, unrestricted sexual fulfillment, and so on. We demand the right to do whatever we want to do and whatever we need in our lives. But let us remember the truth that unless we keep the hunger for God strong in our hearts, we will eventually realize the emptiness of our lives without him. And finally, the threefold relationship. Jesus' gifting of his all being is enacted in the Eucharist. The eating and drinking of Christ's flesh and blood in the Eucharist result in mutual abiding of the believer and Christ. And this abiding enables us to construct a threefold relationship: a relationship with oneself, a relationship with others, and a relationship with the cosmos, the universe. Today, as we continue to meditate upon these scripture passages, let us pray that the good Lord may bless us, give us the necessary graces and strength that we may become his body and blood to the people in and around us through our words and through our deeds in our day-to-day lives. May the good Lord bless each and every one of us in this regard. Amen.